I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, it's like the best offense we've had since 2016, and we've done a really good job over the last 2 years, and we've done some great things all across the board. We got to get better in the red zone this year, and we can do a better job in the red zone this year. And I believe in my guys. I believe in what they do. I believe we'll go out there and get the stuff done. I believe we have the system in place, the coaches in place. I believe the guys are in place, and we'll go out and get those guys ready to go, and we'll play football. Like, it's not about defending everybody. It's not crisis management every time something goes wrong. You got to go out there, and you got to play and do what you do and how you believe in it, and that's what we do.
That is Raheem Morris from our interview yesterday. It's online at odyssey.com. It is Dukes and Bell, 2225 Marietta Boulevard. Upper West Side is where we're broadcasting from today, guys. Metro Bottle. Few of our listeners have already stopped in, picked up a couple of items for their collection.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, we bring results. I mean, we've already moved about $500 worth of stock.
This is true.
Out the door. Our guys came in. One of our dudes just came in. He brought like a $69 bottle of bourbon. We don't play around here, Carl.
No jokes. No jokes. Hey, man, you got to get right for Halloween. Then guess what? Thanksgiving's around the corner.
Right.
Get on this now. Before you know it, it'll be the holidays, and you really need to drink. Hey, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news on a high school level. Guys, across the state, it's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, you were talking about the Jesse Bates injury. Before we get to Coach DeBoer, by the way, Kalen DeBoer will join us at 2:40.
Right, 1:40 his time.
Correct.
Right.
Alabama time. So stay tuned, all right, Alabama fans and certainly SEC fans, as we'll talk to Coach Kalen DeBoer coming up in about 12 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. All right, so stay there. You mentioned the Jesse Bates injury.
Yeah, Jesse Bates speaking with the media today. First off, he said if we haven't been consistent, it's clear we can play with anybody in this league. That's what makes it so frustrating. You can beat the elites, and certainly you had Tampa Bay in a position to go to overtime, but you blew it, and not Jesse, because Jesse, well, that game he did have a bad day. He did get beat on a route. But Jesse's been one of the guys we've won so many games because of him. But the big thing with Jesse is he's banged up. He said he thought it was an ankle on Sunday, but it was later determined to be a knee injury. D-Led reporting that he's sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. He had an MRI, and there's no structural damage. But one of our go-getters and guys that spins that engine, man, he's going to be a little banged up for Sunday up in Foxborough.
Hyperbaric chamber?
Yeah, man.
I mean, look, Jesse will play if he's able. We know this about him. If he's able to go, he's going to play. To Mike's point, can he be effective, and how effective will he be against this Patriots offense? That's a little bit concerning. I mean, we've not had to worry about Jesse. Xavier Watts has done a really good job since stepping in there. We think we're going to get Billy Bowman back this week, but Jesse is that guy back there and certainly the leader when you talk about the communication and all the stuff that's been going on. Guys, we have one of the best, check that, the best pass defense in the NFL. So
right.
I know there are a lot of things that feel wrong with this football team, but one of the things that you can hang your hat on is, again, up until Tua threw for 200 yards last week, that was the first guy we allowed
right.
to throw for 200 yards. Tua threw for 4 touchdowns, but he didn't throw for 400 yards.
It was yards after catch, and that gets us back to the J.D. Bertrand thing, which apparently there'll be more of him being, I guess, subbed out when they're in passing situations. But the Dolphins use a lot of earlier down and distance to get that mismatch. So, you know, you miss Divine Diablo. You don't really have anybody on your roster that can do what he does in the middle.
Yep.
So that's a bit of an issue. But you're right. It was yards after the catch, and guys just ran for miles and miles.
I want to just talk a little bit about our quarterback real quick, because here's the irony. With us going to the Patriots this weekend, Drake May is playing himself into being a franchise quarterback. And there's a real belief that not only they drafted the right guy, but he's finally got the right coaches involved, and he's moving in the right direction. When you start talking about what's going on around the league, look, J.J. McCarthy, we heard him. He's still not, you know, been out on the field. We don't know. And I said even when we played him, I'm not sure if he's that good, what we saw for one quarter against the Bears. But you look around the league and you start talking about guys like Mike, Jaden Daniels, hurt. Great season last year. They go to the NFC Championship game. But availability, and we talk about it with everybody, Jade's not been out there. His team right now, if they lose this week, I don't know if the Commanders are going to the playoffs.
They're coming back from that.
Right? And then you look like last week, the 49ers lose to the Texans. C.J. Stroud took a step back in year two. What I'm getting to is, guys, the perception of all these quarterbacks. There are a lot of guys who are on their second, third, fourth run, right? Baker, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. But what is the perception of what's going on with our guy? Bo Nix right now playing at a high level. The other quarterback is Drake May. And the other guy, at least in the public's view right now, is Michael Penix. What do people think about our quarterback?
I mean, that's just it. I mean, Bo Nix, 15 touchdowns, 5 picks. Drake May, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks. You got to go down, down, down on the stat sheet, and then you got Michael Penix with 5 touchdowns, 3 picks. Remember, we debated back during the summer. We're doing the show at Hooters up there in Buford, and I was like, well, I think Vegas had an 18.5 for touchdowns.
They did.
I'm like, oh, it's going to be way over. He might not even get to 15. So, I mean, but this goes back to Zach. And what are you doing? Why isn't Kyle Pitts already got 5 touchdowns?
So, what's crazy, and we'll ask Kalen DeBoer this, because the same offensive coordinator, by the way, that you saw with Alabama against Georgia is the same guy that Michael Penix was playing for in Washington.
Remember, he went to Seattle for 1 year and then rejoined him on his staff in Tuscaloosa.
He's built to throw the football around. He's what they did at Washington, Mike. He threw for more yards in college than anybody. So what are we doing here? And I know the offense is built off of Bijan. I get that. But I look at these guys and I'm going, you're questioning what Michael Penix is, and it's only because of what you just said. He doesn't have those dynamic numbers throwing the football. Yes, he's missed one game. But outside of that, I think it's just a big question mark, because sometimes I feel like, Mike, are we holding him back?
Well, this goes back to my beef, and we were beefing today about, you know, Raheem Morris. Was he the right fit, the right hire? Because Vrabel, we're going to see this weekend, New England, was one of the guys, air quotes, interviewed, but as you said, after Arthur Smith, and we're going back to the well up in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But one of the things is, you know, Jimmy Lake, we found out pretty early on last year, Jimmy Lake was in over his head. So Remy had to get involved, and then he's gone. And now we find out that, let's be honest, Zach Robinson probably thought he signed on for 2 years of Kirk Cousins, maybe 3. And now he's got to work with a young quarterback. Difficult enough to pivot midseason. Is a rookie offensive coordinator the right guy? This is where you kind of needed an OG. Maybe not sexy or flashy, but maybe you needed an older, established offensive coordinator. But I don't think they were anticipating going to Michael Penix this soon.
Yeah.
And now here we are. So that's why I question, is Zach the right guy to develop Michael Penix Jr.?
Yeah.
And get him in a position where he can succeed.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. It's just, you know, I'm trying not to doubt what I see, what I've seen with Michael Penix, knowing what he's capable of. But I'm also seeing other quarterbacks who are thriving in this league who we thought Michael Penix was better than. And is that a function of the offense, or is it just a function of Michael Penix has not yet hit his stride? Again, Bo Nix has a full season of play, all right? He played all of last year. Michael did not. So he's got more games under his belt.
Right. But he and Jaden both struggled like rookies
they
do.
Did.
And Bo struggled this year because teams made adjustments. And then guess what? Sean Payton, he's got 15 touchdowns.
Better coach. I'm with you. And Mike, that's where I'm going with this. You guys can tell us what you think. What am I telling you? I need our quarterback to play really well on Sunday. That's what I'm telling you.
Spencer Rattler has more touchdowns than Michael Penix Jr.
Well, that's a shame because he sucks.
And he's now benched.
I mean, that's a shame.
Tyler Shuck is
I mean, you went to the well with Shuck, and now, I mean, that's
– Mac Jones has more touchdowns than Michael Penix Jr.
Well, look.
Trevor Lawrence has more touchdowns than Michael Penix Jr.
Anybody in that Shanahan system, I'm telling you, they overpaid for Purdy.
Caleb Williams has more touchdowns than Michael
Penix Jr. Well, that's another guy. Let's talk – because I know he was the number one overall pick, but still, right? It was like, okay, he's finally getting the right coach. It feels that way. It feels like Ben Johnson has him headed in the right direction. What we're talking about, Atlanta, is simply these are the comparisons around the league that people are making, and they're watching the Falcons, and they're going, what's holding this team offensively back when you see other quarterbacks in this same range of experience? I'm not talking about guys that have been in the league 10, 12 years. This same, you know, 2 to 3 year range of experience where some guys are just flourishing. And by the way, I didn't think Michael Penix would come in and set the world on fire. But I also thought, Mike, the way he threw the ball around in Washington, like, we got one. And we've seen it at practice. Right. He can throw this damn thing.
And again, you combine that with Darnell Mooney and some burners, and you got obviously the athleticism of Drake London, Kyle Pitts. It should be a recipe for freaking 300 yards a game. The combination of you got to respect the run, play action off the run, brings the pass into play. Right now, I'm on pace for a Desmond Ridder 2023 touchdown.
Oh, don't say that.
Of 12 touchdowns and 12 picks.
That, no, don't do that.
Right now, we're on pace for a Marcus Mariota.
Oh, don't do! Come on, don't do
Michael
that,
Michael Penix Jr.
Don't do
because you got
that.
The wrong OC. You better straighten this ish out right now, because as we said, to have Michael Penix Jr. where he looks right now compared to all those other guys we mentioned, now all of a sudden he looks like the fifth best quarterback in that draft
class.
All
right, so here's the deal, though.
By the way, I'm a Michael Penix Jr. fan.
No, we are.
I'm just not a fan of the OC.
Okay, so is it the OC or is this Michael Penix not picking up the things he needs to pick up? Mm. Look, we can talk about this offense struggling. We've told you this. He's missed throws. He's overthrown guys.
Right.
He's left throws short.
San Fran game was a perfect example of that.
His footwork at times was not what it needed to be. So this is not all on Zach Robinson. I've always said once the ball is hiked, blue 22, ball hiked, it's on you, bro. Now you've got to deliver the football. Whether you put it in the right place or not, you can't put that on Zach and say, well, he hiked the ball, and, well, Zach's the reason why he threw it in the wrong place.
No, he's missing guys. We talked about it, especially throws to the boundary. Throws, if you watch him out in the flat, those balls are sailing. You don't even know who they're going to. You know, and obviously, you know, there's going to be some corrections for a rookie, but now he's into the season. Okay, 2022, Marcus Mariota.
You got to go here.
15 touchdowns, 9 picks. Is our boy going to get to that? I never thought that Marcus Mariota would be the floor for our quarterback.
The ceiling
in his
the
first
floor.
Full season. Thank you, MJ.
The ceiling is the floor.
I'm concerned. These numbers are very frightening to me. I'm confused by these statistics.
Well,
Marcus,
this is why.
Mariota.
Yeah, well, we already beat him.
15 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Yeah, but you know how that just – it doesn't.
But speaking of throwing over guys' heads and not knowing where the ball was going to go.
Yeah, he sailed the ball on everybody. Do you remember
when – Kyle Pitts needed a cherry picker to catch some of those
I asked Drake – this was Drake's rookie year, and I was like, so how does it feel to be catching balls from a guy who could teach you to overthrow you? And Drake was like – Man, I'm just a rookie.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rookie. Yeah, he's not taking that bait.
I'm just a rookie.
You tried to go to him.
I did. I was like, come on, because he sucked. He was terrible when he was here.
Well, guess what? That's what we're aspiring to be right now. We're 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions through 7 games.
All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. Kalen DeBoer, head coach at Alabama, is going to join us, guys. We'll talk about where they're at, the SEC. We'll ask him about this Michael Penix stuff. When we come back, we are live at Metro Botto, 2225 Marietta Boulevard, Upper West Side, West Midtown. Come on through and say hello. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.